Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. A congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 110, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thy tender mercies, O my Lord, withhold not, I implore, but let thy kindness and thy truth preserve me evermore. And what follows, Psalter 110, the stanzas 1 and 2. Thank you. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in the book of the Psalms and there of Psalm 122. A song of degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sake, I will now say, peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord, our God, I will seek thy good. Let us try to seek the countenance of the Lord in prayer and thanksgiving. Eternal, unchangeable, ever faithful and ever good-doing God, then it is in the way of thy providence and in the way of thy mercy that in this evening hour that we may come up to thy courts to try to thank thee for the blessings which thou hast granted, that is congregations, that we may freely come up to thy house. We remember the places upon this world where there are still restrictions. Wilt thou remember them? And, Lord, when we come unto thee, then thou knowest how poor that we are. We are such thankless creatures of ourselves, and also so prayerless. May there have come up souls in this evening that need the praying and thanking high priest at thy right hand, whose prayers and thanksgiving thou always heareth, Lord. May it please thee by the work of thy Holy Spirit to grant a broken and a humble heart under thy mercies, where thou wast given in the time that lies behind us, that the doors of thy house could be opened each time by renewal, although the sanctuary was not full. Then we may acknowledge thee that as consistory and congregation, that thou wast brought us hitherto. Then thou wast helped the custodians with their increased duties. Thou wast helped the organist, where many times playing for not so many, Thou wast help those that take care of the sound. Lord, then thou wast spoken in a special way. Over the whole earth, the solemnest of old has declared that the judgments are upon the earth feared, and the earth stood still. Many were ushered into eternity. Then also in Bethesda, several were taken out of the land of the living. Well, thou remember the mourning ones. Then for the staff it was also a difficult time. But thou wast helped them through. But in the midst of the congregations, there were those that were in the hospital. But thou wast not taken one away on account of the virus. But thou wast shown so clearly unto us that thou wast many means to usher young and old into that never-ending eternity. Lord, then on such an evening, then it behooves us to turn in unto ourself and to reflect on the past. Then we have many sins to confess, many times slow to hear and swift to speak. When anger and resentment has risen in our hearts, it needs to be forgiven. When there was discontentment, when there was murmuring before thee and before our fellow man, it needs to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Lord, then we have to confess that we were not on our knees as it ought to be under such solemn circumstances, that we have not prayed for our leaders and our authorities as it ought to be. May a few prayers have been sent up. Lord, then many times speaking unadvisably with our lips, many times as a wise scribe, looking down upon our neighbor as one that does not know so much. Then we do well to examine ourselves, how it has been in all those months. Then we could have spoken of responsibility, trying to climb on the throne and denying thy holy providence. And on the other hand, speaking of thy providence and no impression of our responsibility, O Lord. Then also in the time that lies behind us, then we have multiplied our sins, and then we do well to examine each of our hearts, whether we have become the guilty one, whether there was a bowing in the dust, acknowledging that thou wert just and righteous in all our ways, that thou doest all things well. Lord, then on such an evening, because if there is no confession, if there is no humility, if there is no unworthiness, then there cannot be that true thanksgiving. Then we do well to examine ourselves, concerning the longing for thy courts. Whether there were times for us and our children that it became unbearable. Oh, with the psalmist of old, oh, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee in a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water. Lord, then we do well to examine ourselves, because surely then thou wouldst something to say, and what lies before us is most perfectly known unto thee. Thou wast spoken in thy holy word of the beginning of sorrows, and the psalmist has declared to rejoice with trembling. Oh, may there have come up souls troubled, boys and girls, youth, middle-aged and elderly ones, where they have to confess that after all thy speaking, that they are still unconverted, still for their own account. Oh, may there be those troubled ones in our midst that were given to cry mightily unto thee. Perhaps those in this evening hour that have to confess that under thy solemn speaking that it seems that their heart has only become harder. Then we do well to examine each of our hearts under thy solemn speaking in these serious times, whether there was repentance in our lives, in the family circles, fleeing from sin, turning unto thy holy word, and a mighty crying unto thee, O Lord. The prophet of old has declared, what must I more do to my vineyard that I have not done unto it? Then we do well to examine our hearts, how it has been in all those Sabbath days, whether we have received a special blessing, O Lord, thy people, whether they have received those tokens, whether thou wast spoken, whether they were given to bow, whether there were those times that thou wast granted opening at the throne of grace to examine, whether thou wast given further leadings in our life, O Lord. Wilt thou grant unto us and our dear children that thou may work mightily and irresistibly by thy Spirit? Because, Lord, if we have not repented, if we do not repent, 'tis written of the prophet that thou wast said that thou wert waiting to be gracious, waiting for the congregation to turn from their evil and worldly ways and to cry mightily unto thee, O Lord. Give us not over to the hardening of the heart. Give not that we must dwell among our people as a weeping Jeremiah and as a sighing Ezekiel in the time before Jerusalem was destroyed, when the children of Judah, when they refused to listen to instruction and to admonishment, but that he said to the prophets, speak unto us smooth things, O Lord. May we be given to resemble more that weeping Jeremiah and that sighing Ezekiel. May it please thee to grant a revival amongst us and our children, that thou may yet do a great work, and that many sinners may be brought to a saving knowledge of thy dear Son, O Lord. And may it please thee to use that service to that end, that it may be heard, that sons and daughters may be born in Zion. Then we commend unto thee the medical field, the emergency field, with the difficult times that they have experienced. There's a blessing when in our country we may still have hospitals where there is love and compassion, a greater blessing when we do not need to be there. Lord, then we may thank thee where there have been so many upon the face of the earth that had no labors to perform, spent many a days at home, and thou was granted unto our people that they still had labors to perform, a blessing that comes from above. Lord, there have been great multitudes under the circumstances that have despaired and that have taken their own life, appeared before thee unasked, and thou was granted unto us and our children under all the different circumstances, under the difficulties, that we may still have some courage, O Lord. Wilt thou keep us and our children from that great and from that terrible sin? Then thy blessings, even in the time that lies behind us, they have been great and manifold, O Lord. May it also be thy goodness that leadeth us and our children to repentance, and all thou knowest that thou can send greater judgments, and according to thy word, when a people does not repent and bow, then thou shalt come with greater judgments. But all thou knowest that thou can sendest the greatest judgments, and thou can bless us with the greatest blessings, and without the application of the Holy Spirit, then we continue through this life as if we shall remain here forever. Lord, we humbly ask thee that thou may remember in the time to come and not forget what we have experienced in the past. Bless thy word in this evening hour for the conversion of sinners and for the welfare of thy Zion. We remember all mourning ones, widows, widowers, orphans, those that have brought children to the cemetery. Remember all the elderly ones, the sick and afflicted ones, none in the hospital at the moment. Remember sick relatives. Remember the handicapped. Remember the crosses and the burdens, Lord. Wilt thou graciously grant thy help in this evening hour? May our eyes be upon thee. Open the heavens. Open thy word. Open our mouth. Open our understanding. And open our hearts, that it may be a good and unforgettable service. Ah, wilt thou grant a little be wondering of thy goodness? Maybe a few souls have come up so troubled with their hard and unfeeling heart. But may it be broken under the singing, under the proclamation of thy word, with that vehement desire that thy great and worthy name may receive all the honor and all the glory. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 447, the stanzas 1 and 2. My soul was glad when unto me they said, come, we will now repair unto Jehovah's house of prayer, there to adore his majesty. And what follows, 447, the stanzas 1 and 2. Beloved congregation, we have come up to God's house in this evening hour in a service of thanksgiving to try to acknowledge the Lord that He has brought us hitherto. It has not been an easy time for the family circles, and not an easy time in the church. And nevertheless, at the moment it is possible that we may all come up freely to God's house. And now concerning a thanksgiving service, then people, congregation, then something must go before. And that is a prayer day. And how has it now been in those 15 and a half months with the difficulties, with the desires also concerning the house of God? Have we received the low place at the Lord's footstool? Has there been a time that we may come in the guilt? Were there times that the Lord has granted a special prayer? Can also be that prayers were cut off. Has the Lord spoken to our soul, people of God, in the time that lies behind us? What has it wrought out? Oh, I hope that in this evening hour, that many souls may have come up troubled. When we reflect on the time that lies behind us, because how the sins have been multiplied, we do not have to broaden it out. But then the Lord has spoken to us in special ways, as a Samuel has said to Saul in 1 Samuel 9 verse 27, stand still, and I will show you the word of the Lord. Have we thought many times, young and old, oh, what more must the Lord now do to bring us and our children on the right place? The Lord has sent the virus. The Lord is taken out of our midst. We have experienced that the Lord has many means to usher us into eternity. He is taken out of our midst, young and old. The Lord has spoken in a special way. And are there now a few souls that may believe that the Lord has used it for their eternal welfare, that we were given to repent, oh, cry mightily unto the Lord, that we have learned to fear sin more than anything else, because sin, that brings that separation between us and the Lord, and that we have begged for mercy? Are there a few souls, or could we continue for 15 and a half months without receiving anything from heaven? Oh, have we repented, congregation, of our evil and worldly ways? Have we been brought closer to the Word of God? Because I read in the book of Revelation, under the judgments of the Lord, that it is written five times, and they repented not. And the first time, and not spoken concerning the world, but concerning one of the churches of Asia Minor, Thyatira, and that church was commended for their charity, for their faith, for their service, and for their patience. But a Jezebel dwelt amongst them, which caused fornication, a Jezebel with her immodesty. Thus, what a solemn warning in the book of Revelation. We read in 1 Peter 4, verse 17, that the time has come that the judgments must begin at the house of God. And in the book of Revelation, the first repented not. That concerns the church of Jesus Christ, where the Lord has wrought so wonderfully and powerfully by His Holy Spirit. We read it further two times in Revelation 9 and two times in Revelation 16. And we even read that under the judgments of the Lord, that they blasphemed the God of heaven. Oh, the hardness of the natural heart, young and old. Has there been a turning in our families, closer to the Word of God? Can our children see it? May it please the Lord by His Spirit to work lovingly and irresistibly by His Holy Spirit. And now concerning going up to God's house, not so easy, families, boys and girls, that you had a desire. Maybe many times you have asked your father and mother, Father and mother, may we not go up to God's house? But what was the reason? Was the Sunday too long? And to break the day, or were there those living desires for the courts of the Lord? Let me ask you, congregation, has the desire and the love for God's house, has that become greater? Or were there those that were quite comfortable when they could stay at home, maybe not as rushed, not as busy, that they thought it was not bad? Of that true desire, we wish to speak in this evening with the help of the Lord. You can find our text words in Psalm 122, the verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Our text words speak, let us go into the house of the Lord, with four thoughts. In the first place, the gladness in going up. Secondly, the anticipation of going up. Thirdly, the unity of going up. And fourthly, the purposes of going up. Let us go into the house of the Lord. The gladness, the anticipation, the unity, and the purposes of going up. We read over this solemn, a song of degrees of David. though Psalms 120 through 134. And the general thought is that the Psalms were sung when the children of Israel, when they went up to Jerusalem to keep Holy Day. And Psalm 120, then the psalmist is given to complain or tell that he lived in a weary world where there is much trouble. Woe is me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell in the tents of Kedar. He had many enemies. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. In Psalm 121, it seems they have come to the evening, come closer to Jerusalem, given to look up unto the hills, whence all their help shall come. And now in our Psalm, it is a Psalm of David. Undoubtedly he has seen the holy city, and then he is given to pen wonderful things concerning the house of the Lord. Oh, David the psalmist, in Psalm 26, verse 8, he was given to declare that he loved the habitation of his house. And in Psalm 27, verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. I was glad when they said unto me, what a privilege it is when we may go up to God's house. Let us hope that there is much more appreciation for the courts of the Lord, because if we are honest, how much we have taken for granted. Oh, we have heard for years churches of persecution, but we could always come up freely and unhindered. We found it so normal most of the time, form and duty. But the Lord has a people upon the earth that is given to repeat with the David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Ah, David, he has known other times. Think of the persecution under Saul and the persecution of Absalom. When we think of the Psalm 42, as the hart panteth for the water brooks, so panteth my soul for thee, O God. My soul longeth for thee, the living God's. When shall I appear before thee? Do we not read from David the sweet psalmist, when he was in the wilderness of Judah, in Psalm 63, verse 1, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul longeth and thirsteth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Was that also with us, congregation? How was it now in this evening hour? Were we glad that we may come up to God's house? Boys and girls, were you glad that there was a week service? Do you like coming to church? Let me ask you why. Why do you now like coming to church? Oh, may the Lord bless it to young and old. Because there the Lord has promised his special presence. Matthew 18, verse 20. Where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Then, parents, it is necessary to impress upon our children the special place of the house of the Lord, where he has promised a special presence and a special blessing. Oh, an impression that that mighty and majestic God has promised to work especially in his house. But now David was given to say something very special. He did not say in this psalm, I was glad when I could go up to God's house. Oh, David loved coming to church, because there he may behold the beauty of the Lord. But we read in our text, I was glad when they said unto me. Thus there were other people, maybe even boys and girls and young people, that spoke to David concerning going up to God's house. David was a busy man. He was king. And maybe he even needed to be reminded in the busyness of life, oh, David, do you know that there is church tonight? Oh, that was a great joy for David when there were other inhabitants, maybe even little boys and girls, when they met King David on the street, that he said, David, we must go up to God's house, because there the Lord has promised to be present, and there the sacrifices are brought. I was glad when they said unto me, let us, not singular, when the multitude may come up, let us go into the house of the Lord, that is Jehovah, that faithful covenant God, who has promised to work from generation to generation. Oh, what a promise is in God's word. Think of the dedication of the temple by Solomon, then it is declared in different places in the book of Chronicles, that when there was famine, when there was war, when there was trouble, when there was pestilence, that the people would come up to God's house and that prayer would be made. And the Lord has said, if they would humble themselves, that the Lord would heal the land. Our second thought, the anticipation of going up. This psalm does not only speak of going up to God's house, but we may broaden it out. Because in our psalm, Jerusalem is mentioned three times, and the holy Jerusalem is mentioned in the last book of the Bible in Revelations 21. History tells us, maybe more, but there was a man in Germany for the truth, and he was brought before the judge. And the judge, he condemned them to be burned to the stake. And then that man, he began to sing this psalm. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up into the house of the Lord. Do you know what he meant, boys and girls? Then he meant that heavenly Jerusalem, heaven. Then he was given to rejoice that he would soon be with the Lord, behold him face to face. But now the anticipation of going up. Then we read in verse 2, our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Can also be translated as our feet are standing. Thus the psalmist was given to believe, to make it simple, boys and girls, if your parents take you someplace nice, may not take our children to places of vanity, but let's say to behold God's creation in another place, or to visit family, then you start thinking before you are even there of what you're going to do with your friends, what you hope to see, and how to make it enjoyable. And so David may say, our feet shall stand, can be translated, our feet are standing, then in anticipation, then David, as it were, then he is standing in the courts of the Lord and given to meditate upon the wonderful things that he hopes to experience there. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Do we sometimes wonder during the week whether we shall still be here Sunday? Or do we think we can live forever? That happens sometimes that we are troubled. And when we consider what we deserve, lying under the sentence of death, maybe think, hope we do that often, what we have heard the last Sabbath day, to give and to meditate, come on our knees, and after a serious sermon that we are so troubled, are we not troubled about those things, congregation? Can we just live from day to day and week to week without any trouble about those things? Or does it happen sometime that during the week that we question whether we shall still be here? Can even be with the minister when he has no text. Oh, for a David, when he was persecuted, oh, when faith was an exercise, oh, then David, he could believe, and he must believe that he would become king. When faith was an exercise, then David was immortal until he became king, because that was the promise of the Lord. But faith is tried. Tried deeply. Maybe a soul in my midst. That faith is tried so sorely. And then a David has even said in 1 Samuel 20 verse 3, one step between me and death. 1 Samuel 27 verse 1. One day I shall fall and perish in the hands of Saul. No, then David did not say, my feet shall stand in the house of the Lord. Ah, then David would perish. But now in our solemn, oh, then by the exercise of faith, then David was given to look unto the living God. Shall I do it and shall I not fulfill it? Oh, he is that faithful God, that not a word shall fall to the ground. What a precious thing that faith is. And not only faith to believe it for God's people, but it is such a personal matter. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. What a prayers that David has sent up, that he may go up to the house of the Lord by renewal with that earnest desire, that he may meet his God. Our feet shall stand. What a blessing, families, it is when family circles may come up, our feet. Ah, David, he was so glad when there were people said, King, let us go up to the courts of the Lord. Oh, then a David was given to rejoice when he saw the multitudes come, especially to the three feasts, that the sacrifices would be brought. Our feet shall stand within thy gates. Jerusalem needs gates. They had to be guarded by watchmen. Also read that in the book of Nehemiah. Gates to let the inhabitants that are coming to keep holy day in, but to keep out the enemies, had to be watchmen. That is also necessary for the church. Think of church discipline. And the Lord has given office bearers. Ah, there are so many enemies. And they come in many times so slyly. Gates. You remember, boys and girls, Sunday morning we have spoken about the ark. Had to be daubed with slime and pitch. Because if there was one leak, then it would sink. How necessary that those gates, that they are guarded well. That there is a zeal, a holy zeal, for the worship service of the living God. We live in a time that many churches has become more a social gathering, but not a worship service. Thus, the gates of Jerusalem, our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Do you hear the tenderness? It is with exclamation that it is so clear in this psalm that David had such a love for the service of the Lord and for his house because it concerned his name. It is true in the time of David would be more fulfilled in the time of Solomon when that beautiful temple was built, but already with the tabernacle where the ark was. And it is true, much was not organized yet. Some think that the psalm was written in 2 Samuel 6 when the ark was brought up to Jerusalem. First David had counseled with men, and then he put it on a cart, and then he received the disfavor of the Lord. But then they have done it according to the word of God. The Levites carried it, and then it was well. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. And what did David now desire to do in God's house? What do you think, boys and girls? What must we now do in God's house? Psalm 100. There it is written that we are commanded to sing his praises. We are called upon to pray, to thank, to hear the word of God, to bring our gifts. Oh, in the Old Testament, then they have brought their sacrifices, the sin and the burnt offerings. They were daily offered, and especially on the three feasts. We read in Isaiah 56, verse 7, my house shall be called the house of prayer. And what must we now ask when we come up to God's house? Boys and girls, what must we ask for? Have you done it in this evening hour? What must we ask for? A new heart. Have you done that this evening? Bow your knees and say, Lord, now we hope to have a Thanksgiving service that we may all freely come up to God's house, but may it please thee to use thy word that I may receive a new heart, that may fear thee, that may love thee, and that may hate sin. How necessary for all of us. Do we still expect a congregation? Do we still expect to be converted? And we live in a solemn time, a quiet time. May that become our burden, unbearable burden, and that we may find a place at the Lord's footstool, and that the prayers may be sent up. that also happen in church congregation. There are souls. When they are given to hear the word, that they are given to sigh, "Ach, Lord, well, thou use thy word in this service." People of God, how is it with our text words? "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." Oh, how many a child of God, when they think of that first time, counting the days between the week, and how glad when there was a weekday service. Then they could not understand why all people did not put everything to the side insofar that it is possible, and that they were not glad to come up to God's house. Even, because when the Lord converts us, then we become unconverted. And then the promises in the Bible are for God's people. And yet that convicted people, when they may weep and pour out their heart before the living God, when they may tell Him that they need Him, they need the pardoning of their sins, that they cannot miss Him, then even under conviction, then that people, that shows young people the sweetness of the service of the Lord, because for that people, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord." But now we have said this solemn, then we may also speak of an other house of the Lord, that new Jerusalem. The book of Revelation 21, it speaks of that new and holy Jerusalem with those gates, those streets of gold. And that is reserved because Christ has said in John 14, verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. I go and prepare a place for you." Otherwise, I would have told you. And now when we read, "Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem." That is the looking forward. When faith may be an exercise, but then we need to be a prepared people. Because also in Revelation 21, the last verse, verse 27, "Nothing that defileth shall enter that holy city," this congregation. We cannot enter that holy city. Oh, the unconverted, they cannot say our feet shall stand in that holy city. No. Their place is in that bottomless pit where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. But for a child of God, when he may be led further, then what does that child need to say? "Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem." That is that heavenly Jerusalem reserved for the people of God. Then two things are necessary. And those two things need to be experienced here. In the first place, then we need a right. Justification. Forgiveness of our sins and a right to eternal life. People of God, how far have we been led? We've heard it Sunday evening. That precious name of Jesus cleanses His people from all sin, makes them whiter than snow. But they also need to be made meet, holy. Sanctification, here in part. But when the church, when they shall receive a place in that holy Jerusalem, then the flesh shall be laid in the grave, and they are still alive on the great day of the resurrection, then they shall be changed in a twinkling of an eye. I was glad when they said, congregation, than to receive a place in that heavenly Jerusalem. Then we have to learn something of our text, that we are given to rejoice in the service of the Lord. Oh, a love for God's house, because there the Lord grants special blessings. Let us first sing. Psalter 134, the stanzas 1 and 2. Within thy temple, Lord, in that most holy place, away on thy loving kindness dwell the wonders of thy grace. And what follows, 134, 1 and 2. Let us go into the house of the Lord. The gladness, the anticipation, and now thirdly, the unity of going up. And then David has said, Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Jerusalem had to be conquered. There was a king Jebus, the Jebusites, and that city was conquered. It was built and it was established. The psalmist in Psalm 87 has declared, glorious things are spoken of thee, O city of God. And also, then we read that the Lord loveth the gates of Zion more than all the habitations of Jacob. Then the Lord has builded that city of Jerusalem. The temple was built by Solomon, that the Lord would make himself a name. Oh, the glory of that city and of the temple that was spread abroad. Then the heathen nations have heard the wonders of the mighty God of Israel, what he has done, that he has led them out with a stretched out arm out of Egypt, that he has led them through the wilderness. Oh, that the walls of Jericho have fallen down, that land has become their possession. Ah, the Queen of Sheba, she has come, and she has said, the half has not been told unto me. Ah, when the Lord may grant that those wonderful things of the Lord of grace are experienced, then we shall experience the sweetness of the service of the Lord, and then it shall be, I was glad, when they said unto me, let us go up to the house of the Lord. But oh, here it is only in part, but now concerning that heavenly Jerusalem, then it shall be true to the full extent, what is Sheba, the Queen of Sheba has said, what the Lord has laid away for us children, that the half was not told. Jerusalem, Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. That also has to do that Jerusalem was built on Mount Zion and different valleys. Thus the largest of that city that was determined. But now the compactness, the union of that city, that is even more so. Oh, do we not read in Psalm 133 of the blessedness when there may be that love? And now concerning the church, concerning that unity, ah, there can be a false unity. What a falling away. Churches were in former years and ages, we may believe, that the truth was brought, and where there was a remnant, but where there has been such a falling away, thus concerning that unity, not a false peace, then it is better to have a holy war. And to that end, what is now necessary? Concerning that city of Jerusalem, concerning the church, the old truth and the old ways. And what is now further necessary? Ah, that the Lord, that he converts our boys and girls, and our young people, and our older ones, because otherwise congregation, then we can try to stay a little reformed and not go too far into the world. But do you know what is so missing then? That is that godly sorrow. Ah, that leadeth to that true repentance. And when that godly sorrow over sin is missed, also in the life of the child of God, then that warning man shall be missing. And then we slide away along with the world, and even with an easier religion, because that is pleasing to the flesh. But oh, this city of Jerusalem, that is where the doctrines of free and sovereign grace, that they must be proclaimed. And now, when the Lord does a great work, then concerning that old truth, oh, that becomes so near and dear unto us. By grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, because the church of God learns that it is grace and grace alone. If anything had to be added, we have heard Sunday evening that Jesus, that he is a complete Savior. Nothing can be, nothing shall be, and nothing need And that is the doctrine that the church loves. And now when the Lord converts people, then they love that doctrine. And then they are willing to strive for it. And then they are willing to sacrifice for it, because it concerns the honor of the living God, because that is a doctrine where God is glorified to the highest and man is abased to the lowest, all young and old. Have we now learned to love that old truth? It is a blessing when we may have respect for that truth, and when we are firmly convinced that that is the truth, that is the way that the Lord converts his people. But now we need to experience that truth. And we need, oh, it is a blessing to be under the external administration of the covenant. Oh, the house of God. That is where the Lord converts many of his people. Thus a house of conversion, but now necessary to become a living member. And then we read, Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. Thus we read two times in verse 4, the tribes. How many tribes were there, boys and girls? How many? 12. And then it was the joy of Israel when all those tribes may come up. Of course, David has penned this solemn before that division has come between the 10 and 2 tribes. But that was the joy of the Israelite. Reuben, Simeon, Judah, Benjamin, maybe children, you can name them all. That was the joy of David. There was a time we read thereof in Judges 21. It was a terrible time. We read at the end of chapter 21 of Judges that there was no king in Israel. Everyone did that was right in their own eyes. And then we read terrible things have taken place, and that it seemed that little Benjamin, that tribe, that it would come to naught. And then we read that the other tribes, they have come and they have wept bitterly because there was a tribe missing. Young people, shall you never become a missing tribe? Think you know what you mean? I mean, right? Never a missing tribe. That in the house of God, under the truth, that this son or this daughter is seen no more. Can be different reasons. Into the world, or that you seek a spouse not under the truth. For it's Sunday morning, Amram and Jochebed, both of the tribe of Levi. The Lord remembered the parents, prodigal sons and daughters, where we may say that tribes are missing, but David, he was filled with a gladness when in his kingdom that all the tribes, there was not one missing. When they came up to keep holy day, our last thought, the purposes of coming up. That is the purpose. Then we do well to examine ourselves. Why do we come up to God's house? Commanded, of course, that is enough. But then we read, whether the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel. And that testimony can be broadened out. Everything in the house of God that testified of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would come in the fullness of time. altar, furniture, priests, high priests, sacrifices. It was all a testimony that pointed to him who would come to save his people. But the testimonies, they are also called the statutes, the word of God. Thus in the house of God, the word of God, that must be central. All many churches, they have tried other things. Recreation, entertainment, to draw the young people to church. But let us always remember God's holy word does not bring us to God's house. Maybe for a short time, make people feel good. That is also much religion. People like to feel good, but people need to be told the truth. Where the word of God may be preached purely. Word may be the five watchwords of the Reformation. Sola Scriptura, sola gratia, soma Christi, sola fide and sola Dea Gloria. Where that may be declared, then the Lord has promised that it shall not return void unto him. The Lord has promised to work from generation to generation unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. Thus to thank the Lord for all his blessings. Reason to do so. That the restrictions have been lifted. But now that true thanks, also been people troubled with it, that you have thought, now we go to church for a Thanksgiving service. And now concerning that true thanks, it's a blessing when there may be souls exercised with it, and that it may bring us in the need. Before Thanksgiving, we have said something goes before. A prayer. What else? A sense of our unworthiness. Read in Luke 18 of that Pharisee that had thanked, but he thanked the Lord that he was not as other people, and even as that poor publican in the back of the temple. But that was no thanks. Oh, for that true thanksgiving, a profound sense of our sinnership, of our unworthiness, that we have sinned it all away. Are there also people that have sinned it all away during the last 15 and a half months that you have said, Lord, I have sinned so much that it would be righteous that if I could never go to church again. And yet, oh, a sense of our unworthiness, then to give thanks unto the Lord, then we also need to know him. I think our boys and girls can understand it. If you receive a present at your front door and you do not know who has put it there, then you cannot give that person thanks. Then in our text words, then we hear it. The necessity of the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, people of God. The necessity. Learn it more and more. Praying and thanking High Priest at the right hand of the Father. We shall close. Then we read in the last verse, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. It's our calling. Where do we find that text, congregation? Where do we find that text? I think the older ones all know it. But maybe our boys and girls don't. Maybe you do. Where do we find verse 9? Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. That is written on the church. Boys and girls, you can look when you go outside on the left, on the stone, the text of the dedication, May 14, 1998. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. That is our calling, part of the congregation, that we seek the good of Jerusalem. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Have there been some humble hearts in the past weeks? Maybe a few tears. That you were so glad that you could go up to God's house unentered and accompanied with the prayer that the Lord in these serious times may do yet a great work amongst us and our children. I was glad when they said unto me, oh, it is true. I read in 1 Corinthians 15 that death is the last enemy, but Christ has conquered that enemy. And then at last, oh, then concerning that holy Jerusalem, where I read in Revelation 21, verse 4, no tears, no sorrow. There it shall be forever blessed. That is the portion of the child of God. And why? Through him. Through him. Through him alone. Because of the Lord's sovereign good pleasure, oh, young and old, in that new Jerusalem, there are still those mansions that need to be filled. Therefore, the Lord, therefore the world may still stand, because when the last one has been gathered in, then Christ shall come upon the clouds of heaven. Oh, concerning that new Jerusalem, the blessed portion of the people of God, then I read in Revelation 7, oh, in verse 9 we read, after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, all young and old. Shall we be among them? Has the Lord begun that good work? Have we become glad? Can we in truth and sincerity say, ah, that God's house that has become the best place upon the world, and that there are those times I was glad when they said unto me, and then we read, and one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, they are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God, and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. Then, boys and girls, you must not miss. Maybe some boys and girls think that in heaven that you shall always sit on the church bench. That is not the way it shall be. There's much hidden, of course. But we read of a new heaven and a new earth. And then we read, they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them, and shall lead them unto living fountains of water. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. That is the portion for those that may be given to experience each time by renewal. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. Let us close. Lord, a word thou was given that desire in beginning, then it is so necessary that thou renews it each time by renewal. A word thy desire is still missing, ah, Lord. Wilt thou work it by thy Holy Spirit, thou hast promised, that thy word shall not return void unto thee. Lord, a thanksgiving service, also a prayer service for the future. Thy judgments are hanging low over the earth. Wilt thou bind us more and more around the old truths and the old ways. We commend unto thee the needs in the realm of nature. With the summer heat, remember man and beast. May it please thee to grant more refreshing showers. Wilt thou now grant traveling mercies and forgive everything that was sinful in this evening hour, in Jesus' name, amen. Our closing psalter, 426, the stanzas 7 through 10. What shall I render to Jehovah now for all the riches of his consolation? With joy you'll take the cup of his salvation and call upon his name with thankful vow. And what follows, 426, 7 through 10. Receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.